إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا وإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one more time with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn more and more, to relate to our lives, to protect ourselves from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to awaken our souls and enlighten our hearts with the knowledge and the teachings of the greatest book, the words of Allah, and the greatest actions, the sunnah of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَعَ مَا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْنَا بِهِ لَنَّضِلَّ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مع كتاب الله القويم ومع هدي نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم الأمين. Before we talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the Muslims from their greatest enemy, the shaitan, the devil. The first one who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of pride and the kibr, and that pride and the arrogance led him to the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be expelled from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to end up in the hellfire wal-iyadu billah. From such an enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us, because following that enemy will give us or will lead us to suffer the same consequences and the same decision and the same punishment he will face. Hellfire, curse of Allah, and ending in hellfire, wal-a'azu billah. فقال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. في أكثر من موضع، ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وعندما قتل موسى عليه السلام كما ورد في سورة القصص الرجل المصري الفرعوني قال تائبا إلى الله ونادما على ما فعل هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين، فذكر ثلاث صفات لازمة للشيطان الرجيم، ألا وهي العداوة والإضلال وأنه مبين، الوضوح والظهور في عداوته وإضلاله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran in more than one place advising the mu'mineen or the believers or the muslimin, the Muslims, not to follow the footsteps of shaitan. They are steps. It is not one way, one direction, and you will be saved if you protect yourself from it. No, they are hideous and hidden and sometimes unclear states. Shaitan can succeed in taking a person from some easy sin to a major sin, to kufr, to disobedience, to shirk, to disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. So do not think that the steps of shaitan and the plans of shaitan would be easy to avoid, not at all times. And many great people, and as they say, many mighty people fall. Many. So the ones who are saved are the ones who are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered them with His mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the Quran, when Musa alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the story mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas, how there were two people fighting in Egypt, in the streets of Egypt, and one of them were followers of, or the tribe of Musa alayhi salam, one of them from the Egyptians, they were fighting, and then Musa alayhi salam responded to the help or the rescue of his follower, and he ended up mistakenly killing the other person. So at the end he said, this is the handiwork of shaitan. And that work of shaitan is happening now among us in a bigger and wider scale. That we don't, sometimes we don't even care. Where is the truth? Where is the haqq? Where is the right? What is the right and what is the wrong? Who have the right, who have the wrong? Not just because this person is from my tribe, this person is from my country, this person color of my skin, this person is speaking my language, this person from here, this person from there, I have business with him, I have dealing with him, so I have to be in his side, regardless if he is right or he is wrong. By doing so, we are avoiding the basic teachings of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kunu qawwameen bilqist shuhada'a lillah, be just for the sake of Allah, walau ala anfusikum, even against yourself, awil walidain, or your parents, wal aqrabin, your relatives. And we are avoiding and we are disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said in the sahih hadith, the authentic hadith, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluma, help your brother, he is the, either he is the transgressed or he is the transgressor. They said, how ya Rasulullah? Qalu kayfa ya Rasulullah, nansuruhu mazluman fa kayfa nansuruhu zaliman? Qala ta'khudhu ala yadayhi. We know that how to give him rescue, how to give him help, if he is transgressed, if he is mazloom. What about if he is the transgressor? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be in his help, you will be for his rescue, only one way, when you prevent him from doing so. That is helping him as well. So helping him if he is transgressed, by giving him his right back. And helping him if he is transgressing, by preventing him and advising him and stopping him from doing so. So that's why Musa alayhi salam said, this is amal of shaitan. This is not the teaching of Allah, that he told me not to win for myself, not to win for anyone, except when I have the truth, when I have the haqq in my sight. Only then and only then I have to win, and I have to claim my right, and I have to speak loud, regardless of whoever trying to prevent me. And if the haqq is not with me, I have to confess, I have to admit, I have to give it back to it. The people who are worthy of it, or the people who deserve it. This is our deen. This is our Islam. That shows you how simple things that we sometimes think it is nothing. It is simple. It is daily life. And we are used and accustomed to those things. And they are the work of shaitan, wali'azhu billah. So that's why we took the responsibility of explaining, as all our ulama, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, as all the prophets and as the companions of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as the ulama until our time, trying to clarify for us and bring to our consideration and our knowledge the footsteps of shaitan, how shaitan can approach us, how can we avoid, how can we save ourselves. And subhanallah, everything is there in the book of Allah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, today I perfected your deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us that through his living example. فكل شيء في كتاب الله وكل شيء في المنهج الذي وضعه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن حاد عن ذلك فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا في الدنيا والآخرة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين والعياذ بالله. وتكلمنا وقلنا أن الشيطان يأتي لابن آدم ويحاول أن يأخذه من بوابة الكفر، فإن هو فشل في ذلك أخذه إلى البدعة، فإن هو فشل في ذلك أخذه إلى الكبائر، فإن هو فشل في ذلك إلى الصغائر، ثم إلى التوسع في الحلال، ثم ترك الأفضل إلى المفضول. And we said that how Shaitan will come to the human being and try to make him commit shirk and kufr and disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he failed in doing so and so, which we explained, he will go to the bid'ah to make him innovate in religion by convincing him that this deen is not enough for him to get closer to Allah. So he tries, he has to bring or invent something new in this religion, and by this he will be close to Allah. See how Shaitan, with a hidden way, with a very devious plan, will convince a person to commit what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to commit. To think that the deen of Allah is not perfect. Then if he fails in doing so, and may Allah make us among those who are saved from those two footsteps of Shaitan, and Shaitan, wal'a'udhu billah, Shaitan al-Rajim will come and try to make the person commit kaba'ir, the major sins, which is our subject today. فموضوعنا اليوم عن الكبائر. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه الكريم: الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى: إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى في وصف المؤمنين في سورة المؤمنون: والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون. ففي هذه الآيات الثلاث قسم الله الذنوب إلى كبائر وصغائر، كبائر وفواحش ولمم، يعني صغائر. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, the three verses I just recited now, that the description of the believers, that they avoid committing the major sin and the minor sin, except what they do it unintentionally or out of a desire or out of a weakness. But they seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned many, many kaba'ir, but not in the way that this is the only kaba'ir, but major ones to warn us from doing so and so. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma has been asked one time, as narrated by Sa'id ibn Jubayr, one of the tabi'een. He said that someone asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, al-kabair sab'ah? Kabair is just seven, as Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, ijtanibu sab'ah al-mubiqat, avoid the seven major sins. He said, hiya ila sab'una aqrab, fi ruwayah ila sab'umi'ati aqrab. It is more than 70 or 700 if you want to say. But seven, Rasulullah sallam qalaha laysa ala sabil al-hasr walakin ala sabil al-tamthil. Rasulullah did not say it just to say those are the only major sins, but told you those are a clear ones. And in many cases Rasulullah sallam mentioned kaba'ir without saying these are kaba'ir. And we will know how can we realize when we're reading the Quran, كيف نتعرف للقرآن والسنة على أن هذه كبائر يجب تجنبها. We will know what are the major sins and how we can realize this is a major sin without even referring to it as a major sin. هذا في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بعض المسلمين أنكروا أن هناك كبائر وصغائر مثل المعتاد. قالوا كل الأمور كبائر، فلا تنظر إلى صغر ذنبك ولكن انظر إلى عظم من تعصيه. وهذه كلمة حق ولكن استدلال باطل. يعني some of the Muslim groups, they said that there is no major sins and minor sins. Everything is major. Once you disobey Allah, once you commit a sin, it is a kabair. Because you don't look to how small your sin is, but look how great the one you are disobeying. Which is true. But if we use it only to tell people how to avoid and how to be pious and righteous, but not to prove that there is no major sins and minor sins. Allah said in His Quran, وَهَذَا يُرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَبِالْعَقْلِ. فَبِالْقُرْآنِ مَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الثَّلَاثِ آيَاتِ السَّابِقَاتِ. So from Quran we can answer them. From Quran, the three verses Allah said, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرِ. If you avoid the major, if Allah said kabair, means there is صغائر, small ones. That's understood in Arabic language. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. Those who avoid the major sins, إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. That's a clear one. It's Kabair and dilemma, big and small. So this is an answer from Quran. From our mind, from reasoning, if someone else tell you everything is a major sin, is it equal for as a sin, the two sins of slapping a person in his face and killing him, are they equal? They are not equal, and they're both sins. Both disobeying Allah. If I slap someone or punch him in the face, or I kill him with a knife, is it the same? It is not the same. Even by the book of Allah, the punishment for each is not the same. So they are not the same. So what is the kabair? Why is it named kabair? Kabair from the word kabir, great. It is big in itself by disobeying Allah, and the punishment for it is great in this life and in the hereafter, except if a person seeks forgiveness of Allah. May Allah forgive all our sins, inshallah. The kabair. How can we define the kabair? أي آية في القرآن أو حديث نبوي عن رسول الله أو عن صحابته جاء فيه وعيد أو لعن أو غضب أو عذاب فهو من الكبائر. كل ما حذر منه بوعيد أو لعن أو غضب أو عذاب فهو من الكبائر. Any verse came in Quran or the Sunnah or the sayings of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, that have a curse of Allah, anger of Allah, punishment of Allah, Allah does not like, is from the major